2 AIT. Testing. Okay, I guess Dan's not here tonight. I'll do it. This is good evening. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KD2VLA.
KA2YDC.
KC2WY. Okay, there's four pretty quick. All right, we'll start at the top of the list. N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening. 67 degrees out now. We had a high of 75 and a low of 44. Everything is quiet out there right now.
Well, over here, I got a little
platinum nugget for you tonight. Come on here. You cannot achieve security by the government taking away our liberties. By Benjamin Franklin. But you might find that interesting. Why is not only the gun control, I'm sure, but just about anything else. So, just thought I'd throw this little thing in, whatever it might be worth to anyone. And if everything else here is quiet, I'll say God bless in 73s, and everyone take care, and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Thanks for the nugget. I didn't come prepared tonight, sorry. I actually didn't think I was doing that. Usually Dan does it. Sometimes he gets tied up on Wednesdays and can't do it. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, George, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. We're enjoying the summer weather. Finally got here. I begin to wonder. Worked in the garden most of the day. Getting rid of last year's weeds, ready to plant something that might amount to something. So that's about all the news. We'll say 73s. That'll be KC2 AIT. This is KA2 VLA. Be clear and listen now.
Roger that. It was a beautiful day. Me and my stepbrother there, we stopped up at camp, and we're going to drop some stuff off, and on the way back, we saw a big grouse on the side of the road. I was driving, and I seen it, and all I saw was a big plume of feathers, and I thought, and as soon as I drove by, I said, well, that was odd. Maybe somebody ran over a turkey, because it was just sitting there. So I stopped, and I backed up and looked at it, and it was a big grouse all fluffed up. Puffed right out. It must have been trying to attract a female nearby or something. It was standing right on the side of the road. Didn't even notice me until he got right up on top of it and stopped and looked at it and finally turned around and looked at me. And then it deflated and took off. So it was I've never seen that before. I've seen plenty of grouse running around, but I've never seen one all puffed up like that. He looked like a peacock. And all his tails all standing up on end. So it was kind of interesting. But okay, Clint, we'll catch up with you later. KA2YDC. Well, there's a person I haven't seen in a while. How's it up there in the fine old city of fine?
Hello, KA2YDC. It's fine here in fine. Although I don't think it has a chance of ever being called a city. But, had a temperature of, over 70 degrees today, which is nice. 80, sorry. It was like 84 or something. But it was a nice day today. And the wife has got a new HT now. Got one of them Bolt Box for her, just like I got. She could you put it right in there first? The other HT you had, it was kind of faulty and clumsy. This one you can put right in there first and never even know it's there, so that should be a little more convenient for it. Besides, if mine breaks, I can use hers. That won't work. So I guess that's all that's going on here in the town of Pine. And I'm 3 miles out of the village of Pine. And there's nothing going on in Pine. There's certainly nothing going on here. But it took up their time anyway. Everybody have a nice evening. K2YDC, back to that.
Okay, Charlie. Yeah, I looked at a couple of those Belfangs there. I was looking at when we were working on getting the Echolink hooked up here on the repeater. And I almost got one, but I couldn't find an interface between the computer and the handheld unit that would, I can guarantee, would work while it was on the charger. So, but yeah, those are definitely inexpensive and they're small. And I might get one for up at camp too. I was thinking about it. So, well, thanks for checking in, and hopefully, you know, you don't get all caught up in the excitement up there. And we'll catch up with you later. Okay, KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not too much. I was down in Boonville for the towpath trackers run, and actually I didn't run. I went down a little early. I had to stop down in Port Lytton and have Bob take a look at something on my car, and then get down to CJ's before they close and pick up a tie rod, get that put on the snowmobile, and take the temporary tie rod, the temporary whatever. Just trying to think of a clever name. Stick that I got across the front of the two, tied across the skis to make the one steer that that the tie rod broke on, you know, get that done and move the thing out of the way and all that. So maybe I'll get to that tomorrow. I don't know about tomorrow, Friday maybe. And then I took my got my mountain bike out of the basement before I left and put that in the car, and went for a ride down the towpath from the park to I got to Miller's Woods Road, and there's a geocache down on I don't know what little creek it is, but I looked for it once a couple three whatever years ago with my old GPS, and I couldn't find it, and I gave up. And I decided to go back and look, and, you know, I looked, and it's a good time of year to look for that kind of stuff because there's no leaves and, you know, everything's open, and, boy, I don't think it's there. You know, you kind of get close to the things, and the GPS tells you it's here, and then it tells you it's 20 feet, and you get, you know, you head in the direction it tells you, and then it tells you it's 20 feet in the other direction and all that nonsense. But if you just look around in a kind of a radius of 30 feet or so, usually, if you know, it's not, you know, you can usually find the things. Occasionally, they're so ridiculously hidden that you can't, or they're, you know, they're micro nanos that are just. I mean, I would never hide one like that. But anyway, I spent quite a while, and this is the second time I've been there, and I looked in kind of all the same places because my new Garmin was telling me basically the same place as the old one. And so I don't know, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, it continued on down to Miller's Woods and across. I put in the find the next closest, and it put it in there, and it pointed me down, what is it, that little road, I don't know, I can't remember it, I've already forgotten, something Terrace or something, Fremont, I don't know what it is. But, so I headed down that road because it said it was down there. It said something like fishing hole or something. But I realized where it was actually across the river. So I couldn't do that. And came back and so on. Nice day. Only problem was they just put some fill in on some of the sections on the towpath, and it's not really packed down or anything. So there were a few. few kind of tough spots for riding, but it'll be nice when it gets packed. I guess they filled in some holes and whatever, and they rigged some of it out. So that was the afternoon's activity. I did manage to take off a little early, and I also managed not to get an awful lot done the rest of the day. I was in and out and over to the post office and things like that, but one of those days where a little stuff, you know, just one thing after another, and I couldn't get any one job really done. So finally I said, okay, you know what, I gotta go get my car looked at, and I'm heading that, and I gotta get there before 5 to pick up the other thing. I might as well just go and take a couple hours and be productive and get some exercise and get back to work tomorrow. So anyway, that's the scoop here. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, sounds like you took advantage of the weather anyway. It was a gorgeous day. It's seeming nice out now. But all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2, is that around it?
KC2NBU. Okay, KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, as everybody said, a beautiful day, at least up here. I don't know what the high was. I haven't checked it yet. We're about 64 degrees at the moment. And kind of a quiet day. I spent we had quite a bit of shopping to do today. Grocery and the drugstore and the whole routine, you know, for the retired people. We go out for breakfast and we go from there. So we've been pretty busy today. And I guess that's about it from down here. So we'll just say 7-3's all around. I've heard some voices I haven't heard up here in a while. Charlie, I haven't talked to Charlie and Fine in years. And I did hear George as well, and of course along with Pete and whoever else, Clint was in there too. I had a little trouble getting away from the static level I have here tonight. So, 7-3's all around, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and the best to you and Carol. And we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
So, we got 58 degrees up on the hill here. Just getting ready for tomorrow's auction, printing out my sheets and going over all the details, and got the dolly all hitched up and, you know, all set to go.
Nothing like being prepared, right?
Well, we've already had two auctions this week and came home empty. Did find a little Volkswagen diesel, but that doesn't count. Over.
Roger that. That'll probably end up being a toy of yours then. Okay. Well, good luck with the next auction, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, it's myself. I got some work done in this morning, and then it was just, it was so nice, I decided to play a little hooky and got out of work, and my stepbrother stopped up, and we went up to camp for a while. We putted around there, put up a new bunk bed, and did some stuff out in the woods, getting ready to plan a weekend up there. And then not much else. Came back here and had some dinner with the family, and I got to get cleaned up, and I'm going to have to make up for my hooky here tonight and work for a few hours anyway. And that's about it here on my end. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WX3PJR.
KC2WI.
Okay, we'll go with WX2PJR first there. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else aboard. Pete coming up behind me. 66 degrees out there. Must have been nice to play hooky today, but I've got the next 4 days of hooky, so I'm good. Except for Saturday. Saturday's going to be busy, but it's going to be okay, though. Be outdoors most of the day, I guess. Let's see here. Yeah, it was a nightmare. But anyways, it's over now, and as I said, got 4 days off, and they look to be perfect, so there we go. Other than that, not too much else to add, just giving you one for the count there, Jeff, and WX2PJF.
Okay, Paul. Well, thanks for the check-in. I guess everybody needed to pile in there. I don't know. For me, I didn't go in any place. I tried to stay outside while I could. It had to be the nicest day of the year so far. It was just beautiful out there. Okay, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. What's up, Pete?
Yeah, you know, I wish the weather was like this all summer. You know, it could be a little warmer, but boy, this was nice. You know, none of that real hot stuff, and then, you know, sometimes it gets real cold, but this is great. I just wondered, I got an email from a guy who asked me about he said he's going to get a Chromebook, and he asked me if I could put Ubuntu on it. Ever have any experience with that, or talk to anybody who did it? I looked up a little bit of stuff online. It doesn't sound too terribly difficult, but I just wondered if that's anything you ever did or talked to anybody about.
Nope, I've never put one on one of those. I've never even seen one of those Chromebooks. I know they're out there, but I haven't seen one. As far as I know, they're not jailed or anything, so you shouldn't have any issue doing it. I wouldn't think so anyway. I know they come out of the box with that Android OS or something, but I think anything pretty much can go on there.
They have a touchscreen?
They're sort of cheapy laptops, but they're usually the same kind of hardware as like a netbook or something. They're an ARM processor or a x86 processor. And they have this Chrome OS. I don't know what the Chrome OS is. I guess I didn't see that. If it's a Android, you know, based thing or whatever. Apparently, there's something you got to get into. I forget what they call it. Not administrator mode, but something there. You basically got the thing set up so that they're locked up. What I read is that it's not so much that they're trying to prevent people from doing anything to them, but they've got them set up sort of like the, you know, Androids and that, to make them secure so that there's no way any kind of malware can get in there and sort of boot up before the operating system. But there's a way to get around that, and you know, it's well known. It's not, in other words, they're not, you know, they're not hiding it. It's just that you have to boot it up a certain way, and, you know, I don't remember it. And then that allows you to, you know, do whatever you want to do, and you can either install the other operating system on an SD card, or you can partition the hard drive. The problem is the hard drives are like 16 gig solid state drives, so it's not like you got a ton of room. Anyway, you know, a couple of hours of fiddling around, and pretty straightforward. Just thought I'd ask. I've never seen one either, and I don't know. The idea is that basically in the Chromebook, everything runs in the browser and in the cloud, and, you know, whatever. KC2WI.
Yeah, I haven't seen one. I don't know if they have the touchscreen or not. I don't even know. I don't think so, but I don't know for sure. But yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to figure out. you'll be able to find somebody out there who's done it, and you know, on Google, and go from there. I can't imagine it being all that difficult. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Clint, Charlie, Pete, Jack, Ray, and Paul for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. Thank you.
is KB2KOJ for Octane. The United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Are there any stations with or without traffic? This is KB2KOJ for Octane.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else? This is KB2KOJ for Octane. This is the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'll make one more call for your four stations, with or without traffic. Final call, any further stations, with or without traffic. Okay, hearing nothing. KC2NBU 73, and thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it, and talk to you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, correct.